what I tell the ladies when I get together. <a bit. laughs> Let me take a look here.
Hey, Wild Bill, is we jamming yet?
Oh, yeah, y'all right.
Oh, our Doja. This is a bad jam.
That is. It's actually a good group. It's when everybody doubted me and I made the press page and I did the show.
Stop the presses. Drop the mic.
I told y'all.
I love this thing. Man, are you serious right now?
He's mixing boy. Funk. He's mixing funk with country.
I'm loving it, man.
Hey, Mike, you gotta play this, Mike.
When you are DJing, you gotta drop this one.
Oh, I will. I just gotta have access to it, that's all.
Well, you get access.
Right here. Cool, thank you.
There's no problem.
Man, shut. This is a bad jam.
The clips that I play, they eat this alive.
I mean, we're having Native American influx, and that's why. It's like an Indian rain dance sort of.
Yeah, but you blend it all so well together.
Thank you. It's all the stuff I listen to.
It's like 007.
Man.
Chicken, not scared. Right.
Okay. Stop the presses. Woo. Stop the presses. Drop the mic.
Woo.
Man, that jam.
I don't know what to say.
Well,
Wild Bill. Ooh, we got some places we can turn that into.
Man. Hey, Mad Mike.
That's that one.
Yes, sir.
Mad, sir. Is that something, when you out DJing out there in Southern California, in those various places.
This is body rubbing, dance music. The smaller the club, the bigger the party.
Bigger the party.
Everybody's rubbing on everybody else. Oh yeah. This is just honey dripping off somebody's body. I'm being serious.
Woo!
I'm old. I don't have to lie to anybody no more.
Man.
But your low tones in particular, you have a reverberation.
Oh.
Is that a word? You have a reverb to your really low tones that's quite unique. I don't know if you know that or not. I hope you do. But, yeah, your low tones really give that an influx of reverb to them that a lot of artists don't have. But you got it.
And it's all about mixing, Mike. Oh, just got a text in.
Mixing.
I just got a text in.
On high.
One of our listeners right here, you got a new fan here. Hey,
all right.
Look here. Wild Bill, you got a new fan? 7-Up. She said, love that. Got me moving. Oh, my goodness.
See? Hey, that was my point.
Woo-hoo!
That's right.
Man. That jam right there. That jam.
We got more like it. So that's what we like to have. What people like, I would like to say we got more like it. We got more, you know. So that's my later sound kind of. The Make It Roll is like that, the one for Love and Hip Hop. That bounce to it. I got a couple of more like that.
Hey, look, we waiting for them. Because I've been dropping the mic on several of your songs tonight, my friend. Now, to be perfectly clear to the audience. The songs that I'm playing tonight, this is the first time, except for one song, and that was there at the beginning, that I've only heard from this artist. Okay? And because of the Waymaker, the DA, the district attorney, He said, look, we want to book Wild Bill Young.
Yeah.
That was it for me, Mike. Because in this business, you have to trust your partners. And I trust the DA, the Waymaker.
Thank you.
As with, I trust Mad Mike.
Thank you.
And if these gentlemen tell me, say, you need to listen to this, I got both ears perked. And often, I don't play what they want me to play before we start a broadcast because I trust them that much. I know it's going to be good.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have an official invitation, Wild Bill, to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show. We would love to have you on here as soon. I know we have.
Especially being a country boy.
Oh, yeah. And guess what? The Waymaker got to be there. He's going to be a Waymaker. You're going to be, just like Mike is a special co-host tonight, you're going to be the special co-host on Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Because
I'm special?
Huh? Yeah.
Wait a minute. You said I'm special?
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go.
When I was young in school and they told me I was special, they made me wear this.
Man.
They made me ride in that little short yellow bus. And they made me wear this.
Hey, you know, I rode the short bus too, man. I went to.
I don't get it.
When I was about 12 years old, 13, 14.
I don't get it. I made me wear this shit.
Lord Jesus. Help you.
I love you, Mike.
So, the thing about wearing this, it makes dents in your head. And Lord. When you're white and you got dents in your head, they really show up.
You know what? Hey, to our audience who is listening, okay, but not visualizing what's going on. He just put on a damn red helmet. What the hell is that you got on? Damn! I can't believe it.
You know what? I wore it with some class, though, you know?
So you say you were on the short bus going to school?
A really short bus, yeah.
I can't believe this.
Oh, God, I love it.
I can't believe this. You know, I have nothing else to say. Let's get back to some more damn music.
I know there's problems in life and they follow wherever you go. I know we gotta be strong and just pick up the pieces and go. I know.
Man.
No kidding.
This is too much fun. Monday Night Madness. That's right.
Shut up, William.
Oh, this is too good.
God, but it's crazy how many don't know. I know. Live your life without God and wind up without nothing to show. I know. He broke your heart in some places you'll never forget. I know. You're looking for love in some places you never gonna get. Make sure you don't hit it.
Night.
I know.
Madness.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, I know. I know. I know.
Featuring. Wow. Bill.
Too many problems, you should let
Yo.
Go.
Yeah. On your buzz, baby.
You can't get my heart and yourself, you should let someone know. Yeah, yeah. I've been down, it don't matter, I've seen it. I know life is a struggle. We make it the best that we can. I know Better we fall, but together you know that we stand. I know faulting your meaning has got to forgive us again. Listening hard to God.
Well, Bill, I know, yeah. Keep doing what you do.
Whoa, I know, I know.
You're bringing grace.
You thinking about too many
to the world.
You should let them go. Yeah. You thinking about harming yourself. You should let someone know. Yeah. Yeah. I've been up, I've been down. It don't matter. I've seen it before.
I gotta get the nerve up, but one day I'm going back by her. Gotta know if she still loves me. One day. The last time that I talked to you, you told me not to call you up no more. But I got a feeling that you love me, so I'm gonna knock back on your door. The last time that I left your house, your pa told me don't come round there no more. I got a feeling that you're lying, so I'm gonna knock back on your door. Last time that I left your house, the law told me don't come round there no more. I got a feeling that you love me, I'm gonna knock back on your door. Well, 'cause love can make you crazy, 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 that's for sure. That's for sure. Inside I'm slowly dying, so I'm gonna knock back on.
Your low tones are amazing.
The last time that I saw your face, you told me you don't wanna see me no more. See me no more. I got a feeling you still love me, so I'm gonna knock back on your door. That I called you up, you told me not to call you up again. I got a feeling that you're lying, so I've got to know where you have been.
You have been.
Well, love has made me crazy. Crazy, crazy, many times before. I got a feeling you still love me, so I'm gonna knock back on your door.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, oh man, we're back. Monday Night Madness. With yours truly, WB, and the DA, man, the Waymaker, my partner.
Yes,
and
sir.
I am so proud to have my partner on Thursday nights with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, Mad Mike.
Very pleased to be here. Thank you.
Man, oh man.
All of you.
Thank you.
And Mike, I talked to DA, and those of you who are just tuning in, I said, when we going to have Wild Bill Young on, I would love to have Mike to come on with us. And that's how special this show is. Because Mike and I, we're partners in crime. I shouldn't say that, right?
That,
okay,
that,
we're definitely partners.
Do you guys know how I met William, by the way?
No, we don't want to know.
When he says we're partners in crime, you know, it's kind of true, kind of not true. But he and I, we met in jail. You guys may not, you may not know this. We met in jail. Yeah. What? True story. He was
it's
on the bad
true
side
story.
Of the bars,
Mike,
and I was on the good side
Mike,
of the bars.
This is not Fox. This is not Fox News. We did not meet in jail because you are a law enforcement officer. How in the hell?
Not no more. Not no more. I can tell all the lies I want. Not no more.
So.
But that's not true. Any of you listening, that was a total fabrication, by the way. That's nothing but lies, lies, and more.
Oh, man. I can't tell you how much fun. I just hope our audience is, somebody bring me a tissue. I hope our audience is enjoying this show as much as I am. Waymaker?
Absolutely.
Man.
I gotta ask Wild Bill, a question.
Wow. Wow. Good.
You know, Wild Bill.
Yes, sir.
You who you are, okay?
Yeah.
And the genre and the different genres of music that you sing and your life story. Mm-hmm. How is it in everything that you done deal with and went through in life, how is it did you end up on Love and Hip Hop? I know I got folks that want to know this.
Yes.
So give it to them.
I want to know it. Give it to them.
I'd have to say, first and foremost, the same way I end up with you guys all here supporting me like this and believing in me in the same way that everything else, number one was God. See, it's not normal for you to have the life that I've had, even before music, right? It was God that blessed me. I've always been extremely blessed to be able to communicate with people through music. Now, the way I wound it up on Love and Hip Hop, after God intervened in my life and got me going the path to be my destiny to be on there, because I met this girl here in Las Vegas, and she said, "What do you do?" And I said, "I sing music." She said, "I'm from Atlanta." And she didn't tell me she was Mama D's best friend. She just said, "Well, let me hear something." So, played something. She looks back. She says, "I just got goosebumps from hearing your voice." And she said, the other girls in the car were saying the same thing. Now, they were older women. They was about mid-50s, you know. But she said, her name is Vicky. She said, "Nah, I'm old too." So she said, "We got goosebumps. You got a heck of a voice. There's something special about your voice. Your music, it needs to be heard." She said, "My best friend is Mama D, and I ain't going to promise you nothing. But when Mama D hear this music, she's going to want you on that show. Because the show is changing, and it's going to need to be more involved in the women's aspirations and what their dreams are." And she said, "So I want Mama D to hear." So Mama D comes down. Well, one night I'm praying, because after COVID came, everything went away. I had Floyd Mayweather's name to use. Floyd Mayweather Sr. is like a big brother. So I lived with him for 2 years. He didn't charge me no rent, they gave me their name when I first came to Vegas, because I drove up my pickup truck and I drove out here coming to Vegas with one purpose, to meet somebody, a connection. I had already had the Key to the City, Nashville, for singing country, all the country stars that I know, like Toby Keith, Jason Aldean, all of us were broke together. So whenever they come to Vegas, even now they'll come and they'll call me, hey, Wild Bill, come on down and do a song, man. I'm down here at the T-Mobile, or I'm going to be at Bally's, or I'm going to be at the MGM, and I come in. Toby Keith stopped his show and said, ladies and gentlemen, Nashville royalty just walked in the building.
Wow.
So the way I got on that show was the same way I did everything else. I hit the road. I kept faith in God. I knew that the miracle of God, it don't stop when you think it's big. He can make it bigger. So
yes, Lord.
Everything happened for me. I appreciate it. But I asked God one night, can you please put me back in the light? Can you please make it big again for me so I can get finished and I can get to see my grandkids, which I ain't seen nothing but six times. My granddaughter, she's 16, I ain't seen her for six times. My grandson's 11, I ain't seen him before. I've been on the road 15 years searching for whatever was going to come. But the way I got on there was meeting Mama D's best friend. She heard the music. She heard my voice. She said, I don't believe this. You got a voice that needs to be heard.
Wow.
She contacts Mama D. Mama D comes down here 2 weeks after I prayed to God, after COVID came. Now, mind you, COVID was between all this. COVID happens. So 2 years go by. I had Floyd Mayweather's name for an evening with Mayweather. He's going to sing one song with me an evening at Caesar's Palace, and I would do the rest. It'd be a Nashville time. But that didn't happen because of COVID. So after COVID, I prayed to God, could you please get me back in motion? So long story short, 2 weeks later, my phone, I look at my phone, it says, look at your phone, Mama D's trying to call you. So I'm all excited, nervous. I call Mama D. She said, yeah, I want to get on the song called The Ride with you, the one you heard us do. So she said, I said, fine. And she said, now get you on the show. I said, fine. So she came down here to Vegas. We met, and I was playing the song Make It Roll, like one you haven't heard. She loves The Ride. She's already sold on The Ride. But I played the song Make It Roll, and the horse starts it off. Ram! And I started, she gonna make it roll. And I started singing, and she heard that. And when she heard that, her friend heard it first. And the friend said, Mama D, that's the hit record that you need. You need that song. You need that song. So Mama D said, I want to get on that song. I said, okay, well, as long as you get me on the show, that's a special song to me. That was
okay.
So, yeah, it went on there. I put her on that song. That one song got her on that. But it's all God at the top of the pyramid.
Wild Bill,
let me correct you.
Okay.
Forgive me for doing this. But that's let me correct you. You don't sing songs. You do not sing songs. You are an artist. You are a performing artist. There's a big difference. I do karaoke and people sing songs.
Yes, sir.
You don't just sing songs, sir. You paint a story and you paint pictures in people's minds.
Thank you.
The way that you sing, because you sing with that emotion and you sing again, telling that story. And I refer a lot to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's not the greatest singer in the world. He's just not. Mm-hmm. But he sings and he invokes emotion in you, and he paints that picture in your head. Yes. Of what the story that he's trying to tell to you.
Yes.
You're an artist. You're not a singer.
Thank you.
And Wild Bill, if I must add something.
Thank you very much for that. I just want to say, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Waymaker, but That really is the truth, because I try to tell a story every time, and I'm telling the truth when I sing stuff.
And people feel it.
Sense, but I do tell
people
the truth.
Feel what you're singing.
Yeah. Every song I sing, that's a true story. So if it's knocked back, it's a sad feeling because it was girls I tried to knock back for, but I didn't get them back. If it was Helping Hand, the one I sang about helping people. My grandmother told me to help people, always help people. So when I wrote that in the lyrics, that's true. She used to always say,
bless your grandma.
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow, Bill.
The story from Make It Roll, all that is all about having the feel for it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What I'm saying, we have a tradition here.
Okay.
On Monday Night Madness or Cultural Excellence when we have an artist here.
Okay.
Now, you do know some artists is just studio artists.
Yeah.
Then you got some that studio and they actually performers, entertainers, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So having said that, I know the ladies, our fans, because they used to this happening.
Okay.
Give them something a cappella.
Okay.
Wild Bill Yellow. This is Wild Bill. Let me give you your introduction. World.
I like it.
You're finna have the opportunity to hear for the first time ever Wild Bill Young on Studio okay. W, The Buzz.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a Smoky Mountain short piece of Smoky Mountain Country Spiritual. It's a Smoky Mountain Country Spiritual, but
get to him.
The music is.
Get to him.
And it's called Grandma. Here we go. It's twanging involved.
Well, Grandma, she done told me how not to borrow, how not to pay for my dear sorrows. Well, Daddy, he done gone on. I'll see him yonder, and I will stay right here beside him. Well, Mama, she don't call me. I hear her holler right now to me, and I will follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. And with that.
Wow, that goosebumps, dude.
Thank you.
I give you a standing ovation, but I'm not wearing any pants.
Thank you for both pieces of information.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Monday Night Madness with WB and DA, the Waymaker.
Been a loner all his life. life. Bought a tatted with powder burns and rattlesnake bites. Hard to understand complex but simple man. Spitting flames from the stage with a microphone in his hand. Slick about the swagger, like a cloak that hides a dagger. Quick to deceive, face cards up his sleeve. In a hell of blaze of gunfire, the only way to leave. The rooms across the open plains, his rifle strikes with a deadly aim. With a microphone, he spreads his love. Beyond the streets where he shed blood. Riding hard, looking good, rifle trimmed in hunting wood. Boots and spurs down the ride, western brim, bandana tied. Desperado. The Midwest Desperado.
Just the top to talk some music, bro.
Pack
the crowd at each and every show.
Just by headphones.
come on. Well, I hear that whistle blowing. Get it. It's coming down the track. I'm on that train in Nashville, y'all, and I ain't looking back.
This jam on here, man.
Train to Nashville.
Come on.
Well, I'm gonna be a star. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna buy my mama fancy mansion and my dad's fancy car. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drop the mic, stop the presses. You know?
Wow.
No, don't, no. DA?
Yes, sir.
That has to go into the rotation.
Got to. Absolutely.
The Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. Hey, Mike?
Oh.
Hey, Mike has a smile on his face. Hey, Mike.
No argument for me, buddy. I'm good with all that. God, you're an amazing artist. You truly are. You're not a singer. You're an artist.
He's an artist. Got something I need to bring up. He was saying that he wasn't as good as his dad. His dad, good Lord, dude, as bad as you are, are there any recordings of your dad?
No,
he man, look.
No. Truck oh. driving. You oh. know, he only sang driving.
Wow.
He never had the confidence to be a singer in front of people. He just sang in front of me, my mama, you know, like that in the house. But yeah, man, I'm garbage compared to my dad, believe me.
Are you serious right now? Hey, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
How
the
often?
Voice and everything. My voice is nothing like his. He could moan. He could wail. Wow. He could sing high. He could sing deep. He could just out sing me. 100,000 times
when I no, no, oh my God. DA, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm hearing? As bad as Wild Bill is, and man, I love you as an artist. And Mike, I think we were already confirmed. And DA?
Absolutely.
We got to bang this man on the Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show. Mike, are there any objections, my friend?
Well, you know, let me think about it. No.
Thanks, man. Oh, hey.
You saw how long it took me, right?
Wow.
Thank you all, man.
D.A.
Oh, you got D.A.
D.A., you got to be here.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm there already.
Man, I had no idea. I've only heard, well, wow. Wow, Bill, I only heard one of your songs tonight. But it goes back to the confidence that I have in my two co-hosts here. That's the DA and Mad Mike. And if DA says we want to book this artist. That's all I need.
And you know, I appreciate the confidence that you had in having me. I really do. You know, you don't question me. You ain't know nothing. You only thing you say is, okay, let's do it. You know, get the artist to make it happen. If you ain't gotta listen to that, you already know. I have my utmost respect for you, what you're doing for this show, and the opportunity that you've given artists, and the exposure that you're allowing us to get. Man, come on, man. I got to bring you the best. I can't do nothing but give you the best.
Hey, you bring it each and every time. And so with Mad Mike. Mad Mike, I trust him. Look, it's no question about it. My friend, Mad Mike. And folks, a lot you don't know about Mike. Mike is... he talk about hero. He talk about DA. I got to jump on Mike. He talk about both of us being in prison together. And we, Mike is a former investigator for the sheriff's department in San Bernardino, California.
San Bernardino. You know, they say about San Bernardino, they say you have the globe, you have the world, right? And they said if you ever wanted to give the world an enema, they'd insert the nozzle in San Bernardino County. So you know.
Hey, DA, hey, look here.
Yes, sir.
And Wild Bill.
Yes, sir.
Mike is a complete fool. He's a complete fool.
I know that sometime when I be listening to you guys on Thursday night, I might be coming up with that, ooh, that down home blues stuff. He did, y'all did B.B. King last Thursday.
Mike's got a great personality. I can tell that. Everybody, each and every last one of you, I appreciate you. And I thank you for your confidence and playing that music and listening to it with me and sharing with me the confidence that I need. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, my pleasure.
Let me, before we get out of here, let me give you one of my stupid stories where, you know, I sometimes get off the rails. So I took William to dinner at a place called the Greenbrier.
Oh, yes.
And then I was playing music next door. I was doing DJ and KJ work at the place called the Sports Page. So after we had dinner, I snuck William over. Hey, let's go have like a little nightcap and stuff. And I fired up all my equipment over there.
He set me up. Goes,
I'm on the mic. Hey, next up here is Sports Page. Mr. William Brown's gonna sing.
Oh my God!
He's got this big. So I tricked his butt. But one of the things I did at Sports Page. Now, you don't know the area, but the area is not the best area of San Bernardino County. It's a area of San Bernardino City, and it's the area's a little sketchy, but you know, people are cool. If you treat them right, you treat them respect, people are cool. You know that. You know that.
Yes,
so, some kind of crime happened, and it's adjoining parking lot. So it's like a little mini mall. So the whole parking lot was shut down. And they had sheriff's yellow tape, or not sheriff's, because it was PD, it was police department. They had the whole thing sectioned off. Nobody could enter, nobody could leave. And we're stuck, not William and I, but I'm stuck at the time at the Sports Page because I'm doing music. I'm playing karaoke and whatever they want to hear. Mm-hmm. None of us can leave. It's a crime scene. So me being sheriff's and them being PD, it's like, okay, game's on, right? So I have one of my partners, one of my buddies there. I have him help me walk. I got, at the time I had, JBL Towers, double 15 JBL Towers. Oh. And I had him help me lift him over to the doorway and point him into the parking lot. this is where I lack some self-control sometimes. So there's police officers out there in the parking lot. They're doing the crime scene investigation over something that was minor. Nobody died. There was no blood and bone and mud. And what do I fire up? Bad Boys.
Oh, man.
I fire up. Bad Boys, Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? So I'm blasting this out the front door of this place, and William knows it. I'm blasting this into the parking lot where they're doing a crime scene investigation, and there's officers everywhere, and I'm blasting this into the parking lot because there's something wrong with me. and I watch the officers out there because, you know, I'm like pushing the boundaries here. Yeah. And I watch, and there's some old timers there that, you know, they're close to retirement and they're scowling and they're just like, they're upset. And then I look at the young officers that have been on for maybe a couple of years and stuff, and they're like bopping. They're smiling and having a good time.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
they were digging that. That's like a soundtrack for you. It turned into a movie scene.
And the bar's on the floor. They're cracking up. There was nobody in the seat. They're dying. They're dying just watching these officers.
That had to be a cool scene.
Hey, guys.
I wish I had a video of it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look here.
Yeah.
Hey, Waymaker. Sure.
Yes, sir.
We need to start making movies.
I'm telling you. Somebody need to pick this up. Somebody need to pick this show up.
Let's do this. Hey, Mike, my friend, my partner, when I told, when I told Mike we were doing this show, it took him less than a second to say, yep, I'm in.
Okay. Cool, man.
Mike, thank you so much, my friend.
Really?
Absolutely.
This 100%. Has been an absolutely great show. And like I said again, Mike is not only, he has a lot of different characters, okay? All right. He say he can't sing or dance, but guess what? We're going to teach him. I'll get him. All right.
Can't jump. All the
traditional. Shut up, Mike. Just be quiet.
Mike,
can I finish with your compliment? Mike, can I finish with your compliment?
But I know good music when I hear it.
Yes, you do.
And not just one genre of music. Mike, I know Mike is a cowboy, but also what I love and impressed by him is that it doesn't matter. Southern soul, blues, jazz, gospel, and also, there's one job. Oh, reggae, anything. If it's good music, and Mike and I, we have a saying. If it's good, clean, good music, not evil music, we will play it if it sounds good.
Right.
And that's what, Thursday night, Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast, that's our, I would say theme, so to speak, Mike, or our mission.
Our theme is to widen people's horizons to different kinds of music. You don't want to eat the same food every day. Don't consume the same music every day.
That's right.
Hey, and Waymaker, man, what an incredible partner also.
Yeah.
And I'm so blessed to have two, what you looking at, Wild Bill.
Yeah.
I am so blessed to have two incredible partners that have two different shows.
Yes.
And the buzz, we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Excuse me. And I consider this as a true variety network. Music.
Yes, great.
Talk. Sports. Comedy. Entertainment. And the Waymaker and I, the show that we have on Wednesday nights.
Yes.
Cultural excellence. Not only Monday Night Madness, which Waymaker has taken his time to be. And he told me, he says, on Monday night, I can only be on 2 hours. Well, he lied because it's 3 hours, this show right here tonight.
Yeah. This Wild Bill, man. You know Wild Bill. I mean,
Well, Bill,
it got gooder and gooder. I couldn't just shut the show down. We got to ride with.
Well, Bill,
you know what I mean?
This is the first time
we got in our system and we just ride, baby.
Hey, look here, we do what we do. Well, Bill,
yes, sir.
He has never. I don't think you've ever been on an hour over, have you?
No. But sometimes you make exception and just an exception artist. So we made exceptions. Let's do it.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Look, if you can't adjust, guess what? You get left behind.
Stay in the basement.
Look. I had a great time. This was awesome. You guys are all great gentlemen. And it was real inspiring for me too, man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? You're going to get a phone call from me.
Okay.
And Mike and I will figure out because we have a scheduled show, this coming Thursday.
Okay.
And, with Vail Omar. Okay. It's going to fill in
That's
for
right,
Mad
I'm
Mike
not
because.
On this Thursday, am I?
Right, yeah. Right. And then Mike, you and I will talk about when we're going to have this gentleman on. Perhaps the following week. I don't know. And then
Now, keep in mind, we got Dr. Brown on the following week because we're highlighting the ladies that sing.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing songs that a lot of people can't even begin to sing.
Oh my God. Are we talking about the Whistle Register?
Yes, we are. So
like,
Minna
Ripperton?
If these gentlemen are available.
Mariah Carey?
I'm there anytime you guys get ready, right? That's one thing about it.
Well, thank you, my friend. Waymaker.
You gotta get you on the calendar, though.
Yes.
You can.
I want to tell the people's on Culture of Excellence. This tonight, we have the great pleasure of having Southern Soul.
Believe you me,
you don't want to miss this.
Oh, boy.
We said Summer Wolf. Is in the
summer
building.
Wolf
Wednesday night. Wolf.
Okay.
Wednesday night.
Hey, Wild Bill, please tell your friends to listen in.
I certainly am.
And also, we will acknowledge you because.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was not an interview.
No.
We don't do interviews. Mike, you already know. We do conversations.
Absolutely.
Comedy, there's a difference.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I'm so excited. Let me just play this one, and we're getting out of here. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Monday Night Madness.
Enjoyed you, Wild Bill.
Enjoyed you guys, too.
And this with the Waymaker, special guest, co-host, Mike. Mad Mike Wild Will.
Right.
Coast to coast. And Wild Bill Young.
All right. This is
Vail Omar.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Vail Omar. He'll be filling in, Mike, Thursday night. Vail Omar or Mad Mike.
Vail steps in and covers Serena like once a month. So,
Wild Bill.
Incredible artist as well. In a very, very, very nice man. Quality.
Incredible. Hey, guys. Amazing.
Love you guys.
Well, Bill, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you all.
My best to all of you.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you. God bless you.
I love you. I gave my life an inventory. That's why I don't worry. I ask myself, what's greater than making love?
Come on.
The answer came to be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song.
This song.
The greatest.